And this brings us to the fourth and last of our topics this afternoon, the stage of meditational experience. But before we go on to that, just one or two words about this very important question of technique. All the five basic methods of meditation involve making use of certain techniques. And these techniques very definitely must be learned, must be practiced. We must be thoroughly familiar with them if we are to make any progress in the meditation at all. But here a danger, or at least a difficulty, arises. There is always a great temptation, as it were, to think that the practice of meditation consists simply in the manipulation of the technique. But this, in fact, is not so. We must say, we must emphasize, quite emphatically, that the practice of meditation doesn't consist merely in the operation of a technique, even though the technique very definitely has to be learned, has to be mastered. We may even say that meditation is not so much a science as an art. And in this art, as in all others, it is the inner experience rather than the technique which is all important. It is even possible, sometimes it does happen, to master all the techniques of meditation, at least of concentration, to be able to go through all the exercises, but one may remain very far indeed from the real spirit of meditation. Now for the fourth stage, in which we are concerned with the four stages of meditational experience. I beg your pardon, the three stages of meditational experience. And these are what are known in Sanskrit as samatha, samapatti, and samadhi. Samatha literally means tranquility. It stands for peace and calm and equanimity of mind. And in this state, mental activity of any kind, especially discursive mental activity, is minimal or else entirely absent. It's a state of perfect inward concentration, perfect equilibrium, perfect calm. And it corresponds to what are known as the four dhyanas or four jhanas, the four states of superconsciousness which are mentioned so often in the scriptures. Very often samatha itself is subdivided into three levels or three degrees. The first of these consists in concentration on a gross physical object, as when we have our eyes open and we are fully concentrated on some material object external to us. That's the first of these three levels of concentration. The second level of concentration is when, closing our eyes, we concentrate our minds on the subtle mental counterpart of that original gross material object. Here, the degree or level of concentration which is attained is much more refined, much more elevated. And in the third stage of concentration, the highest of all, we are totally absorbed in the object. There's no difference now between our concentrating mind and the object on which we are concentrating. We have become one with it. So these are the three stages of samatha, tranquility, or calm, the three levels or the three degrees. Next, there is samapatti, which literally means attainment. Samapatti stands for those attainments which we experience as a result of practicing concentration. Sometimes it happens that we see lights with our mental eyes. We hear sounds, sounds of mantras, divine voices, and so on. We may even smell scents. We may even hear, or we may even smell a sort of divine perfume pervading the room, even though there's no physical cause for it. We may see beautiful landscapes unfolding themselves with blue sky and marvelous trees and clouds. We may also see figures of various kinds, figures of Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, great teachers, mythological beings, and so on. There may also be changes in our bodily weight, temperature. We may feel very hot, we may feel very cold, and this may be not only subjective but even objective, so that another person in the room with us and putting their hand on our body could also feel the change of temperature, the heat or the cold. Then again, sometimes we may have experience of telepathy, reading other people's thoughts, of clairvoyance, seeing things at a distance, clairaudience, hearing them at a distance. And again, even more important than these things, we may have experiences of wonderful bliss and peace, rapture, joy, and so on. And even more important still, flashes of insight, flashes of understanding, when at least momentarily we see and realize and become one with the truth. So all these experiences, from the highest to the lowest level, these are all what we call samapati type experiences. Inasmuch as people's temperaments and levels of development vary immensely, there is also an immense variety of experiences of this kind. This is a very, very rich field indeed. Nobody, however gifted, probably experiences all these different samapatis. But everybody, in the course of their own practice of concentration and meditation, their own experience, their own spiritual experience, will come across at least some of them. Then thirdly and lastly, what we call samadhi, a quite untranslatable term. It's very, very difficult to say very much about samadhi. We may very briefly describe it as a blissful state of transparent and luminous voidness, free from all thoughts, free from the dichotomy of subject and object. And the perfection of samadhi in its fullness, as samadhi at the highest possible level, complete samadhi, is equivalent to what we call enlightenment, or at least one aspect of enlightenment. And when we develop samadhi, when we reach at least the fringes of enlightenment, then we come to the end of what we call meditation. Consciousness has been fully expanded from the individual to the universal, from the finite to the infinite, from the mundane to the transcendental, and from the consciousness of ordinary humanity to that even of supreme Buddha.